Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the fourth week of Lent. Today's theme, serve God with your incredibility. When you attend a meeting at church, do you know who sent you? Do you realize you were sent there by the Father? What about when you attend a meeting at work? Same thing. God has sent you. Or when you visit a sick friend, or help a neighbor, or stand up for the rights of unborn children, or take canned goods to the food pantry, or post an uplifting message on Facebook, or tell others about the importance of being good stewards of natural resources. God has sent you. If what you do is helpful, if it's loving, if it's good, it was God who gifted you, commissioned you, and sent you. No other credentials matter. Regardless of any college degree, which church you belong to, what position you have in that church, or the kind of neighborhood you live in, it's insignificant where you came from. All that counts is that God sent you. In today's gospel passage from John chapter 7, verses 1 through 2, 10, and 25 through 30, Jesus was judged according to the town that he came from. The unbelievers justified their skepticism by using a popular theory, which was not scripture-based, about how to identify the Messiah. What excuses have you heard people use to justify not listening to you and believing your faith? None of us are guiltless of this. What excuses do we use when we don't want to accept an unpleasant church teaching? Those who judge us as wrong for our faith do not know the God of our faith. Those who judge us as incompetent for a task because we lack the proper credentials haven't asked God about it. Young people are often overlooked for parish committees because of their age, and the disabled and elderly are often misjudged as unable. And we better be careful not to judge those who judge us. God likes to sneak up on us and provide guidance through the most unlikely people. Today, make the commitment to keep your eyes on the Father at all times. Whether you are being judged or are doing the judging, listen to the Father. What's considered credible in the world's perception is not often credible at all. God uses the incredible to accomplish his works. If you're feeling inadequate or wrongly judged, remember that you are incredible. In God, you are very credible.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.